pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, Matty a Million, welcome back to the podcast. Week 4 of our revealing the lines / pick'em game. How you doing after that staying up all night watching Tulsa?
I'm good, man. I dozed off in the fourth, somewhere right before that last touchdown to Blackman.
But, well, I don't really feel like, I don't really feel like anyone should have seen Blackman catch a touchdown in the fourth quarter of a 3 a.m. game, really.
No, especially that late in the game. You know, it actually worked out really well for me because I had committed to go to a wedding, and I got home just after midnight. Right after I turned it on, right after kickoff, and it's perfect timing for me.
Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. Okay, well, let's get to the lines. You are, you're up 2-1 on me. You smoked me last week.
Yeah, it was bad.
I barely beat you in week 2, and you barely beat me in week 1. I think. But yeah, week 4, some good games. First one we got, which this one is not a great game, but I think it's kind of interesting, is San Diego State at Michigan.
Yeah, it's not a great game, but I feel like there could be a lot of points scored in it. I put Michigan by 12. Not necessarily confident in that one. What'd you put?
I had Michigan by 9. And it is actually, I don't have this pulled up. It's embarrassing.
Hey, gotta be prepared.
It's Michigan by 10.
All right.
So I get that one.
Okay. We were both close.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to make of Michigan. Cause I feel like, I don't really feel like they have a system. I feel like it's just...
It's whatever Denard wants to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know what we make of them. And obviously with Lindley, the quarterback for San Diego State coming in, supposed to be a great pro prospect, so...
They can put up points.
Yeah, no, they can. It'll be, obviously you got the Brady Hoke storyline, and I don't know, it'll be kind of an interesting game, I think. North Carolina, Georgia Tech. You've got Georgia Tech hanging 66, was it, on Kansas?
Yeah, I don't expect 66, but I would think that it's very possible and probable that they'll get at least 40. I got the Yellow Jackets by 10.
Yeah, and I said Georgia Tech by 7, and it's actually Georgia Tech by 6. So I get that one.
I like that one.
No, I do too. Yeah, I agree.
I was looking at UNC's schedule. The only team that they've scored more than 28 points against so far, granted it's only 3 games in, is James Madison. And I think the other
wasn't James Madison the team that beat Virginia Tech a couple years ago?
Yeah, so that was last year, wasn't it? It was right after they beat Virginia Tech, or Boise beat Virginia Tech, because then it just took down the Boise win.
Yeah, that's right. Then maybe they won 10 straight to end the year and got or 9 out of 10 or something like that.
Yeah, they went on a roll. But I'm not looking at what James Madison did last year to tell me how. I'm just not convinced on North Carolina, especially with all the NCAA stuff going on over there. I'll take the over on Georgia Tech.
Okay.
You're off to a good start.
Yeah, I am. We've got Notre Dame at Pittsburgh. Who do you have in that?
I have no idea how to pick Notre Dame games. So basically what I decided to do is take the first number that popped in my head and add 5. So I first thought Pitt by 2, and then I put Notre Dame by 3. So I really have no clue.
Yeah, and I said Notre Dame by 6, And it's actually Notre Dame by 7.
Jeez.
Man.
I watched the Pitt-Iowa game a little bit back and forth from Saturday. And take it for what it's worth, Pitt and Iowa. But Pitt didn't look terrible. Iowa came back and beat him, but.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really figured out how Vegas sets these Notre Dame games. You know, I guess I don't really understand what they're trying to do. Do they set them to where they think the public will just bet, you know, everything on Notre Dame? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would imagine that having the fan base, you know, like Notre Dame, a lot of loyal fans, they're going to bet on Notre Dame. So they may think, hey, Pitt's going to keep this one really close. But Notre Dame fans probably think they're going to win by, you know, double digits or whatnot.
And by the way,
it's enticing. I'm sure a lot goes into it.
By the way, that game opened actually at 3.5, and it's been bet up to 7.
Well, when did it open?
It doesn't say like what.
Well,
I'm guessing it's Sunday night or Monday.
Well, that's not fair. What if I do this Sunday night?
Well, that's, I mean, that's fine, but
it's good. You're up 3-0. I won't make it.
We've got, next one is Georgia at Ole Miss.
Talent-wise, Georgia should win this probably by 20. I think I gave a little undeserved credit to the Rebels on this one, but I put Georgia by 5.
Yeah, I've got Georgia by 8. Ole Miss just got smoked by Vanderbilt, who, I mean, may or may not be legit. It's actually Georgia by 10.5.
I'm off
so I
tonight.
I take that one, too. Next one on the docket is... Well, actually, let's save that one for last. I want to do that one last.
All right, I'm good with that.
We'll go Florida State at Clemson.
Florida State by 2.5. I think it's probably natural to let Clemson's home win over the reigning national champion go to your head, but Florida State's the better team. I think Utah State and Mississippi State both hung in with Auburn, you know, on the Tigers' home turf. So Clemson beating them in Death Valley, to me, is not really a big deal. So I still pick FSU.
Okay. That makes sense. I've got FSU by 2, and it actually is FSU by 2.
That's unreal.
So that's 5 in a row right there.
I'm down 5-0.
Hey, by the way, I just got a text from one of my friends. And I don't know, I mean, we're still on air, but I think I can go ahead and talk about this. He's got an NFL trade he needs help with.
Okay.
A fantasy trade.
Yeah.
He's not making
trades between.
Yeah, he's not a general manager.
He's not up in Kansas City trying to find another running back right now.
No, but I'm trying to find the Kansas City running back who's going to replace Jamaal Charles.
I am too in one of my other leagues.
Okay, so which side of this would you be on? We've got Stevie Johnson and Steve Smith or Chris Johnson.
Oh, I think that this isn't a cop-out, but it really depends on what you have on your team at the position already. I mean, we know Chris Johnson's not going to be sitting on, I don't know what he had last game, but he had 20-something yards week one. He's going to pick it up, but gosh, that's tough because it looks like Steve Smith is and Cam Newton have some good chemistry going on.
Yeah, Cam Newton, what's going on with that?
I don't know. At the first week, you can look at and say, yeah, Arizona. Green Bay, different story. That's impressive.
Yeah, it really is. I kind of like the Stevie Johnson, Steve Smith side of this.
If you're okay at running back already, if you've got a couple of good running backs, then I would take the receiver into this deal. If you're deep at receiver, then that's, you definitely need to give up some receivers to take Chris Johnson.
Yeah, that's true. And this guy's an experienced fantasy player, so I'm sure he knows that. But
not like that professional Matthew Berry analysis right there. But
okay, we've got Colorado in the shoe against Ohio State.
I really could care less about this game in general. It just is so boring to me right now. Ohio State by 15.
Wow. I said Ohio State by 13. I didn't, and it is Ohio State by 15.
Yes, I'm on the board.
And we're using, I'm using sportsbook.com, correct?
Sure.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to make sure that's
what I'm... Yeah, that works.
Okay.
You know, I think Ohio State's, they're not ranked now, but even in general where they're at, I think they're overrated. They, you know, opening week, they come out and they just destroy Akron. Akron's now 0-3 and has been outscored by their opponents 142-17. So really, we shouldn't care at all about that first game. Other than that, we have the Toledo and Miami games to look at, and neither of those were pretty for them.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Miami, I mean, is Miami any good?
Yeah.
Are they going to go, 8-4? Or I mean,
yeah, we still don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State is going to go. I think they go to Nebraska. I think they go to Michigan. Where was that game last year? Hold on, let me look that up.
They've got Wisconsin at home, correct?
Well, that doesn't matter. Wisconsin's going to
hit them. I like Wisconsin in that. Big time. I'll jump it on the Wisconsin bandwagon.
I'm in love with Wisconsin. Go Bucky. They go to Ann Arbor to play Michigan.
Well, I would like Michigan there.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a good situation for old Luke Fickell up there.
No. Yeah, he didn't take over a program in great shape.
They go to Illinois, whatever.
No, Illinois is not a bad team.
They still got, Michigan State. I mean, they're pretty good. That's in Columbus. They should win it, but it's not a gimme.
I would think that one as much as I would. I really wouldn't overlook that Illinois game in Champaign.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Arizona State. I don't remember the final, but I mean.
It was something weird. It was like 17-15 or 18-14 or something.
Well, they're not a slash of a team. Yeah. Ohio State's going to struggle, and I kind of like it.
I do too. We're on Kansas State and Miami is the next one.
Oh, and another one of those that I don't know how to pick, but Miami by 10.
Yeah, I said Miami by 15, and it's actually Miami by 14.
Oh, man, I'm getting slaughtered.
Can
I lock it up for you?
I think so.
How many games do we have? We have 13 games, and that's 6 for you. You know, with Kansas State, this is kind of the same deal as it was for Ohio State with me. They've got home wins over Eastern Kentucky and Kent State, and that's it. So we're still early in the season to tell what exactly kind of team they are. And the Eastern Kentucky game, that was really close. What was it, like a 2 or 3 point game, or maybe?
They had to come back in the fourth quarter to win that game.
Yeah, so that I'm not surprised by the 14 number. And I would be scared to pick that game.
Yeah, I would too. The next one we got is Missouri at OU. We both said 13, OU by 13.
Yes.
And it's actually OU by 21.5.
I'm not at all surprised. I was hoping we'd be closer to it, because obviously then I would say, well, OU's going to cover that, and we'll take that in our parlay bet. But what do you say it was, 21.5?
Yeah. It opened at 19.5.
I would probably still, if I had to pick that game, I hate giving OU love on this pistol cast, but I would probably pick OU to cover if I had to bet it.
I wonder, you know how the general rule of thumb is you get 3 points for being at home?
Yeah. Who cares about that, though?
Well, it's more of an NFL deal, so I don't know how well it translates to college. But I have to think that OU gets more than 3 points at home. I don't think if this one's in Columbia that OU's favored by, what would the difference be, 18.5. I think they're favored by more like 15 or 16.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And OU's home field advantage, even if you have a general rule, OU's home field advantage is probably, I don't know many teams that would have a better home field advantage than they would. They're unbelievable at home. And you'd think that the games they lose are games, who have they lost? Us, and they should have killed us. TCU, I don't remember very much about that TCU team, but.
That's it. Those are the only two they've lost at home under Stoops.
Yeah, so when it's a serious team, and Missouri's not a bad enough team for them to overlook, I'm with they're going to come ready to play.
I mean, can you fathom? I wonder what their record against the spread is at home. But can you imagine, since Stoops has been there, and you're a student, you're a fan, whatever, you've gone to two games that they've lost at home.
You just go to a game knowing you're going to win.
I mean, that is insane. That is just methodical.
Yeah. Now let's take this time to pull the well. They also have never had to play Texas at Norman, which they would have lost.
There are a couple that they would have lost in there, but still.
Not a whole lot. That's still a great home record.
And yeah.
I'm going back to this. Who does OU play next weekend? Because
they play, let's look it up.
Well, I mean, you're coming off a huge road win against Florida State. I'm not always a believer in the letdown and the overlooking, but this might be one of those situations where Missouri keeps it close. Got a good defense there.
They've got Ball State and Norman next week.
Okay, so you're saying they're not going to be looking forward to next week?
No, okay. No.
And Texas?
They've got a bye next week.
Yeah, it's a little warm-up. So that's a scary game to pick.
Yeah. Next one, we've got a matchup of former Oklahoma State coaches, LSU in Morgantown at West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I said LSU by 3.5.
So did I.
So we pushed that. It's actually LSU by 6.
Is it really?
And that's where it opened. Seems like a little strong on the road, especially after you only put up, 19 against Mississippi State, who isn't, I think West Virginia definitely has, maybe not the defense that Mississippi State has, but, definitely has a better offense. I would probably take West Virginia.
That's what I'm thinking. And it's, like you said, it's because of the offense. More looking like it's going to be an Oregon-type score, not necessarily LSU by that much. I just mean in regards to total amount of points. But, I mean, LSU's good. Their defense is scary. So West Virginia, now they better score points.
And how crazy is, I mean, Morgantown, the whole, like, there will literally not be a sober person at that stadium.
No, not even Dana. Huggy Bear's going to, that's going to be a good sight. I hope they show him in the stands. God, that'd be a fun game to go to.
Yes, it would. It would be awesome.
Gosh, we should have road tripped.
We got enough to worry about on Saturday.
if we're going to go on a road trip, it'd probably be to College Station.
Yeah. Next one, we've got Oregon at Arizona.
I already know that I went too far under on this one, and I'm going to lose it. I said Oregon by 7.
Yeah, you're giving Arizona some love.
Yeah, well, I'm predicting that Oregon has a game similar to their game at Cal last year, where they won 15-13. Not saying it's going to be that low, but it's going to be a closer matchup, maybe in the 20s. The last time these teams met in Tucson, it was 44-41. Oregon won that one. Not saying that matters necessarily 2 years later, but Arizona, they come to Stillwater, get blown out. Stanford blows them out at home. I think that they're just going to be tired of it. I think they're going to really step up to play, and I think they're going to keep it close.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at Arizona and, you know, they just got they got beat by Oklahoma State by 24, and then they got beat by Stanford by, I don't know, 27 or something like that. And I don't know. I just don't see what they have in them to keep this within, you know, 15 or 20. I said Oregon by 12, and it's actually Oregon by 15, which I think is a pretty fair line.
Yeah, that was an embarrassing pick. I want to put a that's not right.
Okay, we've got, let's see, USC at Arizona State.
Sun Devils by a field goal.
I like that pick. I said Arizona State by one. And it's actually Arizona State by three. So you get that one. It opened at 1.5. But wow, that's been pushed up to three. Huh.
I'd take that same side of it.
You'd take Arizona State?
Mm-hmm. You know, the only two I've won, I've hit right on the money. So at least I feel good about the two.
Well, I can give you bonus points if you.
Yeah, we should have a bonus point system. Still water. yeah, Arizona State. I don't know a whole lot about them. I know that they competed with Missouri at home and lost to Illinois on the road last week. But back home, USC, no matter how good they are, is going to be a big game. And we haven't seen USC on the road yet.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, our last one before we get to our Oklahoma State pick is we've got Vanderbilt coming off a big win against Ole Miss at South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm not at all on the Vanderbilt bandwagon just yet. So I know you put them in your blog poll, top 25. But I think South Carolina had their scare last week, and they're going to come back 2-0 in SEC play, winning pretty big. So 17.5.
Yeah, and I mean, I did put them in my top 25. I'm not. I do think South Carolina will win this game. I said South Carolina by 9, and you got, I mean, you hit pretty close. It's South Carolina by, what did I see?
What you got?
It's South Carolina by 16. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's all good.
So you were off by 1.5. By the way, how scary is Marcus Lattimore?
Yeah, he's so good. We had 230 something. You know, I loved Navy covering last week, and we didn't include it on our bets. He's got gunshot, but man, that was good performance by them, and he just carried them.
Yeah, I mean, literally. And I thought one of our, well, DeShazo actually tweeted at me with an interesting stat today that I think Lattimore is averaging 6.14 yards per carry. And Joseph Randall averaging 6.10 yards per carry.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And granted, you know, South Carolina has gone against, you know, they've played
Georgia.
Georgia. And I think Navy is probably better than anybody OSU's played.
I think they have in Arizona. two different teams. Hard to compare them.
Right.
But
I you know.
Against some quality opponents, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's. We'll see after this weekend, but I thought that was kind of an interesting stat thus far.
Lattimore's, I don't know if there are any others, if very few, if any. Lattimore is one of the only running backs I would take over Randall.
Yeah, I would definitely take Lattimore over Randall.
Maybe a little Michael James.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't had a great year, but look at what he's done and what he's capable of. If he had our line, it'd be pretty scary. You got to take that into consideration, too, how great our offensive line is.
I feel like I'd take Dyer from Auburn.
Yeah, you see that run he had this weekend?
Yeah, he. You know who he's built like, who he reminds me of?
Who?
Michael Turner.
Oh, okay.
He's real low and short and huge legs, and he's scary.
What year is Dyer?
He's a sophomore. He was a freshman last year.
Okay.
And then obviously Trent Richardson, you take him over Randall. And
he's a beast.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, you're right. There's not a ton of guys that you would want. You know, maybe Cyrus Gray or Christine Michael. I don't know.
It's kind not going to jump on that one. I'm just going to cut you off right there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because they're at A&M. They're good, don't get me wrong. But I don't, in my mind, they're not good enough for me to say I'd take them over Joseph Randall, especially where he's at. I mean,
so you're just saying it's close enough that you would just go ahead and take Randall?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And I couldn't have you saying that kind of stuff leading up to our last game.
And our last game is Oklahoma State and Texas A&M. And I said A&M by 4.5.
And I said A&M by 4. And I don't think either of us think that they're better than us by, well, any.
Right.
What's the actual line?
The actual line is 3.5. So you take that one.
Okay. Hey, I can't.
I think Kyle Field's worth a few points. You know, just in setting the line. I don't know. I was talking to Q about this a few days ago, but I'm going to be, you know, it's going to be crazy on Saturday. It's going to be fun. I don't know. What are you looking forward to most?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it not being a 7 o'clock kickoff. you know, we're running, Q is also running that Warrior Dash in Tulsa Saturday morning. You know, we'll get done in time, but going to have to get back to Oklahoma City real quick, get ready to watch it. But I don't think there's any particular thing that I'm excited to see. I guess if there was one, it's going to see Whedon perform on the road against a quality opponent. I really do think that he might be one of those quarterbacks. You know, I used to hear when Zach was around that Whedon was just not a good practice player. So I wonder if that kind of carries over sometimes into games against Louisiana Lafayette, TU. But then when it comes time, hey, I've got to step up. This is on a big stage. He's a gamer, and he just goes out and performs.
Right.
I'm hoping that that's, that's what we see.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's going to be fun. You know, if you get a win here, you set yourself up pretty good for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you do. Just can't overlook the Texas Techs, Missouri. But this one first. You know, we didn't even talk about this game. Like throughout this past week, it was rare because we're usually overlooking whatever opponent's coming up, like TU. Normally, we've been forgetting about them. As fans, we're allowed to do that. But I figured if we weren't, then I really doubt that the team was also. And they showed up on as much as they could, considering the circumstances on Saturday. But now it's time, and you know, I'd love to be up there just for a day of practice, just to watch it.
Yeah, you know, they'll have the Aggie Warham go on at Boone Pickens, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Well, I smoked you this week, so we are tied at 2-2 for the year.
Yeah, you did. You just went off. You kind of played like our defense. You just came out strong, holding me, and then once you had it locked up, you said, "We'll pull back a little bit." I appreciate you letting me get on the board.
Yeah, no problem.
But no, you know, I don't want to get into conference realignment because it's whoever's having a Board of Regents meeting tomorrow and the next day after that. It's just getting old and everybody reporting it. But I figured for your little trivia this week, I'd stick with conference stuff. This time, go Big 12.
Okay, let's do it.
May not have it around. Hold on long.
we might not have very much more Big 12 trivia.
You know what? And to say this real quick, just because I want to express my opinion, I was really hardcore Pac-16 last year and then, you know, the same this year. Now that I'm thinking about it, if it was possible to bring in BYU and even TCU, I know it doesn't do a whole lot with the TV market money and everything, but if that was possible, I could probably get on board with that. That would still make for a pretty fun competitive conference.
Yeah, you know, I was reading an article, a few minutes ago, that's going to be in the Bullets, once this airs, it will have been in the bullets 2 days ago. But it was by Andy Katz talking about how the basketball conferences would play out.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of lamenting that we don't get to see this Big 12 conference because of how quality it would be that you, now that you got rid of Nebraska and Colorado.
Oh, yeah, basketball.
Yeah, and at first I was like you, I was kind of on board with, you know, this Pac-12 stuff. It would be fun to play Oregon, et cetera, et cetera. But I really am kind of leaning more towards, you know, keeping the Big 12 together, keep playing Texas, keep playing, you know, I guess it's whatever. You're going to still play Texas and OU if you go to the Pac-12. But I don't know. I just – if it feels like it'd be just an awesome basketball conference, and it'd still be a great football conference as well.
Yeah, it really would if you can fit the right pieces. I'm not interested in bringing Memphis in. I don't care about how big the market is. They suck. They're in. They have no business. We have no business bringing them in. If you got to go for a big time successful football program, if you do it,
you know the one that, and I know this is stupid, and I shouldn't even say this, but the one that really intrigues me, is SMU.
I was hoping you weren't going to say SMU.
And I don't know. I mean, they're terrible. They're not good at football. They're not, obviously not good at other sports, but they intrigue me. They you know, it's a good school. It's a great school, actually. You know, it's a good market. There's not a...
It's a good market we already have.
Well, there are teams that are popular in Dallas, but there's not a physical team in Dallas.
Well, no, but how, I mean, you've already got the Dallas market, though, if you think about it. I mean, how you've got Texas, OU, A&M. I don't even know if you count A&M and OSU, but Texas and OU right there on either side, I think that pretty much qualifies as having the market.
Yeah. No, you're right. And like I said, it's dumb that I even suggest that, but it intrigues me, and I don't know why, really.
Okay, well, I do agree with you that it's dumb. That doesn't happen. All right, let's do this though. I like this a little better than last week. That was a little. There was just a stretch on some of those questions.
Okay.
But let's start. What is the oldest school in the Big 12?
The oldest school.
Yeah.
This
is the only non-sports question, by the way.
Wow. I'm gonna say. What was Oklahoma State? 1893 or something like that?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to say Missouri.
Great, great choice. It is Missouri. 1839.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought you might get it. You know, they're the furthest east.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't remember who was the next, but I think it was – I don't even think it was that close.
That's a phenomenal trivia question by you.
Well, thank you, and well done. And I actually, you have a chance to go 5 for 5.
Am I gonna run the table?
It's not necessarily gonna be easy, but they're all gettable. So
okay.
What is the only team in the Big 12 not to finish in the AP Top 25 since the conference started in 1996?
The only team not to finish in the. It's got to be Baylor.
I love that. I only put that on there because that was the answer. I wish we had Baylor listeners. Tweet that stat out. All your Bear followers.
Wait, hold on. Is that really that you're 100% on that?
Well, from the source that I had, I don't remember where I saw it. I looked it up. But, I mean, when have they ever finished in the top 25?
AP, well, the first – wasn't last year the first winning season they've had since the Big 12 started?
Yeah, they didn't finish in the top 25 either.
My favorite Baylor stat is they're 18 and 102 in the Big 12 since it started.
That's just beautiful. We could have a whole podcast on anti-Baylor stuff. I don't know if we have as many people on that bandwagon of loathing them as we should. People need to get on that. Keep retweeting your comments that you get from them. It does nothing but hurts their name. Third one, what's the only team to go undefeated and not finish number one in the AP poll?
The only team to go undefeated and not finish number one in the AP?
Mm-hmm. Only Big 12 team.
Oh, only Big 12 team.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. wait, so this is since the Big 12 started, or just they are a Big 12 team?
Since the Big 12 started.
In football, they went undefeated?
Yes.
I guess I'll say, well, okay, it's not OSU, obviously, not A&M, not Texas, I guess, OU?
No, I thought you'd get it whenever you kind of clarified since the Big 12 started. 1997, Nebraska. You would have thought.
Really?
Yeah, you would have thought you would have known about OU because you would have heard about that from all the OU fans.
That's true. So, and that was the year before the BCS started.
Yeah, BCS started in 98.
Okay, that makes sense. I thought about Nebraska, but I...
Yeah, oh. Michigan. That was kind of a weird deal. Michigan was...
Oh, that was the Charles Woodson year.
Yeah, and Michigan... Wait.
That's when Michigan beat Washington State in the Rose Bowl.
And then Nebraska killed Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah. Huh. It's all right. You're 2 out of 3.
It's a good question.
This one's it was so random and I hadn't heard of it that I had to throw it in. What two Big 12 teams play in a game called the Battle of the Brazos?
That would be, it should be Baylor and A&M.
Yeah, it is. And then I was like, you know, he may know that because he's from Texas and I guess it's named after a river that runs from Waco to College Station.
Yeah.
But had no idea about that. I've got some, I found some interesting Big 12 stats, or facts. You know Iowa State and Kansas State? It's a rivalry, and they call it Farmageddon. That is straight from Wikipedia.
I think I actually have seen that.
Okay. I thought it was a joke, and I was like, that can't be serious.
Well, there's a list somewhere of what all the rivalries are nicknamed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some stuff on there that you're like, I don't even know what that means. Like, there's just some weird stuff on there.
Well, I'm going to give you 1 week. I'm going to give you nothing but rivalry trivia. And I thought about saving these, but I was like, nah, there's plenty out there to do.
That would be awesome. Let's do that.
It'll definitely be good. That, and I'm going to do a mascot 1 week if I can.
Okay.
Last one. So you're okay. Four. What school has never won a team national championship in any sport?
Oh, I saw this. I'm pretty sure it's Kansas State.
Yeah, you got it.
There you go.
Go through. I mean, you know, Kansas, obviously, basketball. I'm assuming Iowa State's won some in wrestling. Obviously, OSU, Texas, and OU. I'm not sure what Tech won. Baylor's got women's basketball, at least, and I don't know if they've...
Yeah, and I think Baylor's got a bunch of track, too.
Yeah, they're pretty solid in some of those smaller sports.
They actually have more, I think, than Oklahoma State does? Since the Big 12 started?
Oh, since the Big 12 started. I was like, not overall.
No, maybe overall.
I thought we have more than... We're like number four after like.
No. You're right. Yeah. I think it's since the Big 12 started.
Yeah, because we're behind UCLA, USC, and Stanford. I think for.
Yes, I lost my mind there for a few seconds.
We need to be talking about Baylor like that on this podcast.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I don't know what just happened. I think Tech has won some women's basketball.
Oh, probably yeah. They used to be consistently good there.
Yeah, they used to be pretty strong, but.
Missouri. I mean, they're competitive in a lot of different sports, but no, Kansas State's the right one.
Yeah, there you go.
When I was looking up this stuff, I saw some interesting numbers. Big 12 teams have an all-time record in away non-conference games of 87 and 88, so a losing
record. Really?
Yeah. Home non-conference games, 390 and 62.
That's because
Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah, you pay Louisiana Lafayette to come get smoked at home.
Yeah, without agreeing to we give home and home, but most of the time you don't.
Yeah.
all-time record of 52-56 in bowl games. That's not pretty. And then I saw the conference also holds the rights to the names the Big 8, which wasn't surprising, and also the Big 14.
Really?
Not a high demand for the Big 14 right now. I said, well, Big 10 could buy it out. Yeah, they own the – so, you know, they probably bought the rights however long ago, and, it's not looking like a good investment right now.
Not a high demand for the Big 14.
Put that on eBay, and who's the commissioner of the Big 10?
I
haven't heard his name at all.
Yeah, Delaney.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe he'll come.
Jim Delaney.
Yeah, it's all a mess. And then out of nowhere, Syracuse and Pitt try to act relevant.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Okay, well, Matt Amelia, appreciate you coming on. Good job on the lines. The trivia was great, and hopefully we'll be talking to you after OSU goes 4-0 next weekend, this weekend.
This weekend. Going
to
be fun.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk to you later on.
All right, man, I'll see you.
Okay, bye.